Welcome to the Jane Wareham Podcast. I'm your host, Jane, a certified life coach and mindset expert with over 10 years experience in the well-being space. If you spent years creating what looks to be a pretty sweet life for yourself, but still feel unfulfilled, don't worry. I felt this way too. I'm here to help you understand the power of your mind and show you how you can use it to unlock the happy and fulfilling life that you want and deserve. Don't delay your happiness any longer. Let's get started.
Hello, hello, hello. We are talking today about something that lights me up, something that I just love to share, and it is all about your health and wellness. And it is all about why you're trying so hard to be healthy and still feeling unhealthy. Why possibly in your mind, you're ready to set a New Year's resolution. January's coming and you're like, yeah, January's coming. I'm going to get healthy. I'm going to get fit. But then every time you set these New Year's resolutions, they don't happen. So this episode is truly inspired because I wrote an article for the Women Thrive magazine and I'm going to be on the cover of the January magazine. So exciting. For January. And that magazine edition in January is all about health and wellness. And this inspired me because health and wellness runs deep through my blood. It is something that I started my business through, virtual fitness. I'm a certified personal trainer, group fitness instructor. I love to move my body. And I truly found a way to make being healthy easy. And I've helped a lot of people do that too. So I'm here today to share with you why you're trying so freaking hard to be healthy and yet still feel unhealthy. And we're going to talk about what's really going on and why you feel like you're putting in so much work or why it feels so fucking hard and you're still not feeling good. I'm going to share with you the secret. You listen up, like buckle up, because we are going to be going through the secret to feeling healthier. And how you can start to feel that way right now. An action that you can take right now so that you can be and feel the healthiest version of yourself. So let's first talk about the real reason you don't feel healthy. And the real reason why every single time, year after year after year, you've made a New Year's resolution to get fit and yet you continue to make that New Year's resolution, maybe 5, 10 every freaking year. I did it. Don't worry. You're not alone. And if January 2024 is coming up for you, I mean, it's coming up for us all. But if you already have thoughts about it being your fit year, it being that year, well, let's talk about the real reason right now you don't feel healthy. Let's talk about that. Here's the thing. It's really simple. You're already so busy, you're strapped for time, you're overworked, you're overwhelmed, and probably over the fact that you're actually legitimately thinking about making another New Year's resolution centered around your health. I'm uncertain how I thought in the past it was a brilliant fucking idea to add more things to my overflowing plate. I think I did that because I saw everyone else around me doing it. I saw everyone else around me doing fitness programs, diet, and still maintaining their job and still doing life. So I saw them doing it. So maybe I felt the need to show that I could also do it. When, in fact, the more I added to my plate, the more stress I felt mentally, physically, emotionally. And as a result, I felt so stressed and overwhelmed. I lost all motivation to do anything. Maybe you're in this place right now. Maybe you know what you need to do, but you're not doing it. I was there. And here's what happened when I lost motivation. I gave up. And when I gave up, I felt like a freaking failure. And it sucked. It was defeating. Like I wanted to feel healthy so bad. I wanted to so bad. I wanted to fit back into my skinny jeans. but it wasn't happening. And it sucked. And maybe it's sucking for you too. I'm going to tell you, listen up. Here's the thing you do not need to do in this moment right now. In this very moment, I am not asking you to do anything physically to hit the health and wellness that you want. In this very moment, to start off, I don't want you doing anything physically. What you need to do, turn up the volume here. What you need to do, or I'll just raise my voice, focus on what's going on in your mind. Specifically, what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts? Because those thoughts that you have are holding you back from feeling like the healthiest version of yourself right now. Mm-hmm. What you're thinking right now is the reason you're still feeling unhealthy, no matter how much work you put in. So let's talk about how we can solve this. What is the freaking secret? What is the secret? Well, I can't be alone here. Do you wish that there's just like a quick fix, like a magic weight loss pill that you could take to take away all of your worries and fat? Wouldn't that be fucking awesome? Wouldn't it be so freaking good? Just pop a pill and you're feeling great. Okay, well, as awesome as that seems, it's really not reality, nor would it be sustainable. So, your magic pill is your mind. And you have the power to redefine what feeling and being healthy means to you. This is going to transform your health and wellness in 2024. It's going to transform it starting right now. Why wait till 2024? It's going to happen right now. So, you have the power to redefine what being healthy and feeling healthy means to you. So how can you start doing that? I want you to think about these three things. What does a healthier version of you think about? We'll get to that in a second. How does a healthier version of you feel? If the healthier version of you has specific thoughts, how are those thoughts making you feel? What does a healthier version of you do? Listen up. The word healthy in quotations means something different to everyone. And this is what's really important, because you need to connect with what feeling healthy means to you, what being healthy means to you, and only you. Not anyone else's version. This is the secret. I'm giving it away right here, right now. Because when you start to focus on what's happening in your mind, when I started to focus many years ago, I'm talking like 12 years ago, when I started to focus what was going on in my mind, I realized something. I was in full control over my thoughts. So are you. When I focused on good things, I started to feel better. I started to feel better about myself. And the more I chased the feeling that I wanted, only me, the easier it became to maintain a healthy and active lifestyle. So let's talk more about this. What are the types of thoughts that a healthier version of me would think? Here's some of my thoughts. I'm going to drink enough water. I'm going to make sure I drink enough water every day. I'm going to improve my sleep routine so I feel more rested and less tired. I'm going to nourish my body with real food, because it's energizing. And I'm going to take time to do the things that I love to do every single fucking day. Let me say that one again. Write this one down. I'm going to take the time to do the things I love to do every single fucking day. When I have those thoughts, when those thoughts are running through my mind, okay, if I'm drinking more water, I'm getting more rest, I'm nourishing my body, and I'm doing what I love to do, I feel fucking incredible. I feel energized, in control, confident, empowered, active, healthy, happy. When I started to feel those feelings, I had those good thoughts. They generated those good feelings. So I started to do those things. And when I started to have those incredible feelings, I naturally started to take the action. When I think about feeling energized, in control, empowered, active, when I align that to my actions, what are energized actions? What are empowered actions? Active actions, happy actions. I started to take action naturally towards becoming a better, healthier, more active version of myself. And I felt so good. You see, for me, this is what healthy is. This is what making healthy, making feeling healthy easy is all about. I absolutely love doing all those things, like getting outside in nature every single day, like cooking nutritious food, like getting enough rest. I love all these things because they make me feel so damn good. They bring me so much genuine joy. And this same feeling of joy and happiness is possible for you too. So this is what I want you to do. I challenge you to this truly. It's time to start doing less of what's no longer serving you. I want you to think about all the things that you're doing right now that are basically sabotaging your ability to feel better, to feel good, to feel energized. I want you to stop doing those things, or at least reduce them. And I want you to start creating space and time for the things that will actually bring you joy, for the things that you love to do. Really, it's this simple. You're already busy, so let's make your life a little bit easier, shall we? Start doing less. I told you, you don't need to do anything physically right now. I told you, you don't need to do anything physically right now to start to feel healthier. This shift is going to be transformative for you, just like it was for so many of my clients, honestly, because you're going to see when you make time and space for things that energize you, for things that genuinely bring you joy that you love to do, you're going to feel better immediately. And you're going to want to do more of it. How do I get 10K steps a day at least? I genuinely love being outside. I would rather be outside than pretty much do anything. I'd rather be outside than work. I'd rather be outside than literally probably doing anything. So I love it so much that it is so easy for me to get outside. And walking is one of the most underrated forms of movement that you can do. And this makes being healthy very easy for me. It makes living an active lifestyle very easy because I love being outside. And honestly, remember this. This is what I want you to take away here today. Health is a feeling. So you need to focus on doing the things that make you feel good because you won't want to stop. This is truly how you start to make being and feeling healthy easier. You're the only one that can feel this. So reconnect back. Let me remind you, reconnect back with what does a healthier version of you think about? How does a healthier version of you feel? And what does a healthier version of you do? Get those thoughts into your mind. Start feeling those amazing feelings, and you're going to start taking action towards them.
thanks for listening today. Be sure to download, subscribe, rate, and share this with a friend if you really enjoyed this episode. Have a comment or a topic you'd like me to cover? I'd love to hear it. Come connect with me over Instagram at Jane Wareham. See you next time.